The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a feeling things are going to get bad in the studio right now.
Oh, going to get bad?
Well, because everybody's kind of got that Spider-Man meme thing going on right there. There's a story out that's like, this man and his girlfriend are about to move in together. She's got like $9,000 in credit card debt that she ran up. And she's like, well, listen.
And he didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's important.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, like, we need help. We need help me pay that off before we like
move in together.
Yeah. And he's like, that's not fair. Like, you wrangled up that debt.
Prior to us probably even being together, it seems.
Yeah. And he's a guy. I don't know how everyone in this room is. Is anybody carrying like credit card debt?
A little bit.
Nothing that I couldn't pay off today, but I like to let it, you know.
You what?
Yeah, that's a real weird one. I don't want to pay it all the way down because it's like good for your credit cards not to, allegedly.
No, it's not.
Okay, cool. No, I'll pay it off today.
Pay it off every month.
No, I had heard that too, where it's like once you pay it off, your credit declines.
No, not true.
Thank
it's
you.
Not
I'm like a 850.
It's probably something
score.
The bank even, just wanted me to
yeah no they want
they
the
want,
interest from
yeah
you.
Perfect.
Charging it up and paying it off is a good thing. Good just keep doing that.
All right,
but like the guy is like me, like I credit card debt is bad. You can use my friends at American Finance Week. Sorry, but it is bad. So he's like, no, that's your debt, figure it out. And now they might not move in together. Because I don't know how everybody, I understand his thinking of like, I didn't charge it up.
Right.
But you love this person.
Right. And right before we started this break, T-Hack and you had interesting thoughts about it.
Yeah, go ahead. Hack, you like.
I don't have credit card debt. But when my wife had student loans and when we got married, they became also my student loans. And so we paid them off.
Together,
yeah.
And that wasn't your problem, but you did it.
Right.
Because they got married and you combined lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so then they were ours. And then her loans became a priority for both of us. Like we want to pay these off so that we can then move forward.
So do you side with the girl then? Because as a couple.
I'm a little confused. So she said, I'm not moving in with you unless you pay off my credit card. So it's like, oh, it's a win-win for her. I don't, that's where I don't understand.
She wants help to pay it off sooner. So she feels like, she feels like if they're moving in together, they're combining lives. So shouldn't he help to pay it off sooner? So that they can start.
I could not agree with her more.
What?
I could not agree. I have done this with every single person I've been in a long-term relationship with.
You've helped them pay off debt or loans?
No, I've helped them pay for their life so they pay it off. Like, the way I look at it, if you're moving into my apartment, let's say my rent is $1,000 a month.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. I'm just using big round numbers.
I'm moving in there.
And it's like, we're going to split it. It's $500 a piece. Okay, great. Move in. I'm already paying $1,000 a month. I'm already paying for it. So I don't need your half of the rent. But I need to see you put $500 a month towards your credit card.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed, would you feel the same? If it was the woman going... Or the man being like, I have debt. Like, do you feel like you've done that, Slacker, because you feel like it's kind of your duty as a guy? And Tiak, did you feel that was like your duty as a husband?
Yeah. And also, we were in a similar thing where we were moving into our apartment together. I'm older than her. So she was still in school, not working as much. So when it came time for deposits and first, like all that stuff,
it's all you.
It was all me. And I remember kind of keeping a ledger in the beginning, going, okay, well, I paid this.
What are you doing, man?
And then I just deleted it eventually because I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to marry her. What are you going to make her pay you back? And then it's all going to go in the same pot eventually. Like, it's going to sort itself out. But that's because we were at least engaged at that point, I think. Like, this was a more serious future together. But so it depends how serious you view moving in together.
I view moving in as it's like a major step. Like, I want to be with you, so I need you to be financially stable.
Yeah.
I don't know that this has gender roles to it.
I was just curious about it because like you both have kind of done this. I have not.
Would it make you mad though? If like him moving in, it's like, oh, by the way. And I think what this guy is doing is kind of judging what she spent it on.
Yeah.
And like how she did it secretly. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you're $5,000 in debt because you fell for some multi-level marketing scheme.
Right.
Or you just bought a bunch of crap that you didn't need, or you bought stuff you did. It doesn't matter to me. You're $5,000 in debt. I don't care how you got there. I really don't.
I mean, like, technically, when we moved in together, my fiance owned a home he was trying to sell. So I was footing all of our home expenses while he was getting that sold. And now the tables have turned and he's been doing that for me. So we have done this.
Does it feel weirder one way than the other then?
No.
You didn't feel like you were emasculating him, like he was less of a man when you were paying for everything? Because you're the one who brought it up. Is this a boy thing?
Well, I think if he came to me and was like, oops, I have $9,000 in credit card debt and I never told you, I would have been like, that's kind of your problem.
I think it's the fact that she didn't tell him. That's kind of the problem for me.
And is now expecting he's going to pay it.
But if we're going to be together, you are going to pay it. It doesn't matter whether you expect.
Aren't you more worried about why the reason was? Like, if you're just buying stuff you don't need, okay, let's learn this lesson.
We have to fix that problem.
Yeah, the pattern doesn't just keep continuing.
Is she hot?
Okay.
Like I'm sorry,
she's
but
moving
like,
in, dude. Of course.
Yes. So I'm gonna let her do whatever she wants. Do you know what I mean?
Is that like, why us girls get away with so much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this literally the first time?
How much do you guys need?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.